The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem, and there they found Mary and Joseph, and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. When the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as it had been told to them, the 8 days were completed, and the child was circumcised. He was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the gospel of the Lord. It's not real clear what I should talk about. It's formally, as you well know, New Year's Eve. It's formally the Feast of the Holy Family, our patronal feast. But Father Patrick told me to anticipate the feast tomorrow, the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God. So we got a little bit of all of them. Now we used to, only you old ones would remember, we used to call this January 1st feast the Feast of the Circumcision. But then we got a little embarrassed. We didn't know how to explain this to little girls. And so we changed it about 20 years ago to a proper feast, Mary, the Mother of God. And that's what we have today. But let me refer a little more to what was the first phrase in the second reading, where it begins, in the fullness of time. And several times in this Lucan account of the birth of Jesus, it uses the same phrase. It says, when time came to a fullness, when the right time had come. There's two words for time. And since it is New Year's Eve, I guess we're all thinking about time. The one is chronos, which is the way you normally use the word. Chronological time, sequential time. Time as 1 minute following another. But there's another word for time that is used in these readings. And it's kairos. You don't need to remember the Greek. I hardly remember it myself. But kairos is a different notion of time. And I bet if I can describe it well, you all know you've been there. I hope more than once. It's when you say, it's all right here, right now. When time comes to a fullness. It's when time has depth, significance, meaning, purpose. It all fits. It all works. It all makes sense. If you don't have moments of kairos time, full time, frankly, all the rest of time is pretty empty. And you can toot all the horns you want tonight at midnight. You can sing Auld Lang Syne, and I hope you do. But that doesn't really make you have a full moment. Mary gives us an indication, and this phrase is used also several times, when something significant happens to Mary, it always says, and she pondered all these things in her heart. Sometimes she treasured all these things. She reflected on all these things. She held all these things. That's the only way a moment lasts. You go through many moments. We're going to pass in a few hours into a new year. But they say at the end of your life, you don't remember years, you don't remember months, you don't remember days, you only remember moments. And you only remember the moments that you really treasured and tasted. And frankly, they're the moments that are surrounded by awe or silence, mostly love. Without that, you lose it, you lose it, you lose it. It's like you might as well not have lived the last 30 years. It's gone, 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 gone forever. only the moments you taste and treasure in your heart. You ponder over and hold deeply those you have forever. At the end of your life, it's not the moment of midnight on New Year's Eve that's going to matter. It's not the Auld Lang Syne, which is lovely, I guess. No one knows what it means, but we do all these things. We just go through them on cruise control, don't we? So what the mystery of time is telling us is don't let your whole life be on cruise control, where you just go through the motions. Even, I hope you didn't come here today, just going through the motions. Well, it's Sunday, got to go to Holy Family. If you do, nothing's going to change. You're not going to change. It's only the moments where time comes to a fullness. Those are the moments that you live for. Those are the moments that change you. Those are the moments that, frankly, last forever.